Who's the one person you've been the most mad at? I mean, like, you could taste the hate. You were so mad. In fact, you might even say it was one of the most sinful moments in your life because you simply wanted this person dead. You wanted them to be just offed. You wanted them over with, done, buried. Well, guess what? That's not necessarily a bad feeling. And that's exactly where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Reach out to me at tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. And we're brought to you by Well Built Body, gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. Hey, so, you know, I'm on this kick right now. It's not necessarily a health kick, but I'm trying to do things that are healthier. But my go-to drink, and it's been my go-to drink forever, is you get 3 cups of ice cold water, and then you throw in another cup of ice, then you throw in 4 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 heaping tablespoons of cayenne pepper, and then a little bit of a flavoring that has no sugar, so a Crystal Light. I throw in a Crystal Light packet, and then just a splash of lemon and lime juice. I mix it up, and I can drink that stuff all day, man. And the cayenne pepper is so good for your metabolism, aches and pains, blood pressure, everything. Give it a shot. But hey, because I'm on this kick, if you've got some diet tricks or tips, shoot them my way. TDAGiantSlayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Now let's jump into it. Enough of your personal business, Garth. Get to the word. Okay. Hey, James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We probably, most of us, heard this verse, and we think we have a pretty good understanding of what it is, but I'm going to tell you right now, we have watered this verse down. Oh my goodness, have we watered this verse down. Now, spoiler alert, I'm going to upset a few of you. Not many, but a few. If you know me, you won't be shocked. If you don't know me, or if this is one of your first times listening, by the way, 92,000 listeners, thank you. You might get a little offended. That's okay. Hang in there. The word there, submit, in the Greek means subject yourself or put yourself under what God says, as in he's the final authority. It doesn't just mean I'm going to submit to Jesus. I'm going to love Jesus and live for Jesus because it's all about Jesus. True, but times that about a million, because the nuance here is to arrange your thoughts under God's authority. What is his authority? Well, his word is his authority. So what we want to do is we want to take any thought that comes against what his word would say and subject our thoughts under his word. His word has the final say. So if you have thoughts about your health, finances, relationships, the future, a job, whatever it is, you arrange them under what God says in his word. Have you ever had someone tell you to do something and you contradict them because someone else of a higher authority said not to do it that way? I think back many times when I say, Dad said I could have a popsicle, and my sister would say, yeah, but Mom said you can't. Well, we all know Mom's authority trumps that in that situation, but it's kind of the same thing. No matter what anybody says, your neighbor, your dad, your mom, an uncle, a teacher, the enemy, Satan, demonic influence, whatever it is, none of it has the authority that God has. You subject whatever is said or thought or felt under his authority. As a kid, I was worried about missing out on a deal of this killer stereo, and my parents said no. Now, I could have probably gotten them to say yes if I'd hammered down on them enough, but I trusted their words, and I arranged my wants, my thoughts, my fears under their authority and their words. And guess what? A few months later, saved me $700. We must align, we must subject all other opinions, no matter where they come from, under what God's word says. No matter what you're wrestling with, name it, it doesn't matter. Put it under God's word, submit to God. Oh, and if you want to hear Satan moan and just get absolutely pissed off, do just that. He's hoping you don't submit to God and his word. And here's a secret. You can also submit all your good thoughts and dreams and hopes and your vision for the future under his word. And well, it gets supercharged by 1,000. But we go on. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. That word there, resist, in the Greek means to vehemently oppose, 100-degree turnaround, anti-rebellious pushback. It's like the little kid who stomps his feet and throws a complete freaked out temper tantrum. He's just like, "Goo!" So are you ready to get pissed off at the thoughts of Satan? And now again, you go, you keep using that word, Garth. That's a little offensive. Well, that's okay, because it's hopefully giving you the understanding and the nuance of what I'm talking about. Why do we worry about becoming so offensive in our walk and mindset as men and women of God? We are to be so extremely offended by what Satan says to us that we really, truly get that offended back. Like, how dare you say I'm never going to be happily married? How dare you say my wife's always going to be like this? How dare you say I'm always going to be sick? How dare you say my business isn't going to make money? How dare, you know, whatever he says, if we take it back to the Word of God and the Word of God says differently, you get ticked off. And what happens when we do this? Well, that is submit to God and his thoughts and resist Satan. Well, it goes on to say that Satan will flee. The word there, flee, is kind of, you know, we think of like he's going to scamper away. Like, oh, well, I gave it a shot and he didn't go with it, so I'll just kind of run away. It literally means that you have worn him out. It's like picking on someone and beating on someone so long that they finally just, they're like, please stop, enough, enough. And when you release them, they just run away. They're like, oh, I got to get out of here. It literally means to fly away in a worn out state. When we resist Satan and when we submit all of the thoughts, the despair, the depression, the doubts, the wonders, the fears, whatever it is, when we submit those to God and say, what does God's word say? Well, it wears him out. He's like, I know what God's word says, but this is what's going to happen. No, but this is what God's word says. Yeah, but you're never going to be a winner. You're a loser. You're always going to struggle with sin. You're always going to struggle with porn. Yeah, but that's not what God's word says. You literally wear him up. You whoop up on him like this, you know, giant, I don't know, cat that beats up on a bird, and the bird is so badly beat up and trashed and feathers flying everywhere. It finally just gives up and flies away rambunctiously at its best, like this worn out state. That's what it means. When you resist, he will flee. Not just in terror, but he will flee feeling beat up. You want to beat up Satan today? Submit every thought in every area to what God says. Resist. Get pissed off that Satan would even dare to tell you anything different than what God's word says. And finally, watch him flee. Now that's the steps to victory every time. Garth Heckman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.